Hello.
Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Tom.
Well, you were hesitant. You were hesitant.
No, I wasn't hesitant. You were. Hey, Barb. No, it's not. How are you, Tom?
It was like you didn't want to answer the phone.
I don't. I'm on my first day back from vacay. I don't.
Oh, okay. You even took Monday off, too?
I'm off on Mondays.
Ooh.
Mondays
gotcha.
Are my day off, so I'm just
That's right.
like, so I have to, now I'm having to reacclimate myself, and I'm not happy.
Well, how was your vacation?
It was good. Too short. It was good. We had a good time. Weather was okay. Eddie caught a drum, which was awesome, and because that's what he's down there hunting for. And then the weather was actually nice. So, yeah, so we had a good time.
Nice. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I'm not going to complain.
What exactly is a drum?
Have you heard of redfish?
I have, yes.
Okay, well, it's similar to, it's basically that's what it is, but if you look up drum, they're not red, ours up here are not red, but that's what everybody's around this area, that's whenever you go down to Cape Hatteras, they're looking for the puppy drum. Eddie's gotten several puppy drum now, he wants to eventually man up and go down and with the big boys and try to get a citation, which is, I think, 30 plus, but the big, then there's the really big ones. But now you can't keep those. You can only keep them from 17 inches to 27, I think it is. It's as big as you can keep.
Okay.
Basically, you're like,
did he go out? Did he go out into the ocean to get these, or is this right off the dock?
It's off the surf.
Oh, okay.
He surf fishes.
I gotcha. Cool.
And the big ones, I mean, you can go off the pier and get the big ones. He doesn't like to go on the pier. He likes to just be on the surf.
Mm-hmm.
So he surf fishes.
Oh, that's cool.
So, him and Whitney, I mean, they were catching, I mean, Whitney smacked his ass in the fish count this time. Because they always
keep a tally, right?
Yeah, they do. Whitney smacked his ass. She was slaying fish in this time.
Good for her. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, but yeah, so it was a good trip. Just nice and relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing important. Then we came back to reality. Now I'm depressed.
Yeah, I hear you. That's how I feel. Today it's close to 80 degrees, and I was looking. I actually had a split second when I woke up. I was like, geez, I should play hooky today. And then reality checked in, and it was like, no, I got a family to provide for, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, but.
See, no, I understand. Unfortunately, see, it's amazing once you start having kids and a wife.
Right,
like,
right. A different stage in life, different answer this morning.
Yes, and some days it sucks. It's like, why do I have to be an adult now? No. We told you, kids. Now, just remember, you don't want to grow up too fast.
That's right.
Everybody wants to grow up too fast, and then when reality hits, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Being an adult. Being an adult does not suck. It's just different.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
Different experiences, different stages in life. That's it.
That's it. Did you want to talk to Ed?
Sure. Is he available?
Yeah, hold on just a second, okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't spam or anything anything like that. No, you're okay. Thank you so much. You too.
This is Barbecue Master. Ripping on everybody.
Oh, I just want to say, congrats on the victory. I made a monumental error in having Shahid in the lineup, even though he was on IR, and I found that out about Thursday night around 8:30 after the game had started.
Oh yeah, I was surprised. I was like, did he know? Did he think he knew something that I wasn't aware of?
At least the saving grace was if I started Marvin Harrison in replacement, which I would have, it wouldn't have made a difference. Thank goodness.
Yeah. If it's me, you're going up
Well, I mean, geez, Barbecue Master is cooking pretty good right now.
Yeah, I'm always kind of, I do well, and then you get to the playoffs, all my players decide to disappear. You know?
This year's a crapshoot, though. You don't know who's going to actually get injured. That's the problem this year.
Well, first and foremost, I'm just trying to secure my position on the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, right. That's step one.
I think I'm in.
Get into the dance and then worry about it once you're there.
Yeah. So that's really what I'm trying to do, is get into the dance and go from there, and then I'm hoping I can get my team built where I have some consistency out of my players. Right now, I tell you what, it's a crapshoot on who's going to be available what week anymore.
I know, that's what I'm saying, just week to week. It's great. I mean, look at the list this week. You had Brandon Ayuk tore an ACL. Debo looks like he's got some sort of illness going on. He might be out for at least a week or two. Jaden Daniels. Deshaun Watson out for the year now.
Yep. Braxton Berrios is out.
Oh, did he get injured in the Finns game?
Yeah. I think it's an ACL. MCL something.
But you've got your man coming back week 8, it looks like, next week.
Yeah, for a game or two. It's a rental program.
Until he gets hit again?
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't understand why he wouldn't be wearing that Guardian cap when he comes back.
Players don't like it.
Unless it's, well, why wouldn't they like it? You know, like, it weighs more?
Right, I don't know. You know what, he's going to play the game. You know, what would you do if you've been doing it since you were 5? You know, it's easy to sit armchair quarterback this thing, you know?
Oh, I get it.
So, but no. But no, I don't know. I'm disgusted. You know, each week it goes by and I see how poorly Miami plays. I'm like, all right, you know, Boy Wonder isn't so wondrous now. Right. So.
Well, you guys are still sitting in second place. The division isn't very good right now.
Well, that may be true, but I'm still, they're playing for a wild card position. I don't even think they deserve that at this juncture.
Yeah, you sweep Buffalo, and it could be, well, actually, you already lost to Buffalo, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, wild card would be the best case scenario, and I think that might be the case for Dallas, too. I mean, unless they can sweep Philly.
Hold on 1 minute, Tom.
Yeah.
Who wants to talk to me about? Hey, what? Why did it stop? I'm not talking to any reps this fourth quarter. People walking through my front door trying to get me to do shit in fourth quarter. I'm like, dude, you want me to work with you? You got to come in here first, second quarter. I'm not going to develop a relationship with somebody right out of the box right here this time of year. I'm getting old and crotchety.
Well, this is the time everybody wants to push their goods, right? This is the busy time of the year.
I mean, I got sales reps today. They come off the road in November. And all they do is they wait for calls. They're not walking in the store, because the last thing any store owners want when we're busy is
right.
Sales rep.
Well, right, store. Yeah, that'll just piss people off when you're walking in during the busy time.
But, yeah, so it's just, I don't know. I'm like, whatever. But I got something brewing out front here. Let me go ahead and take a look at it real quick.
Okay.
All right,
take care. Yep, bye.